like to hand over to the first tonight speakers, who is her Amy.
Hi, Amy. I'm an addict.
Hi, Amy.
Got really nervous. I just want to say thank you to Shelley for inviting me up here to do this share. Thanks to everyone that's come in and everyone that's done service tonight. So yeah, I'm really nervous. I've never even been in a meeting this big, let alone shared at one. And I hope I can, you know, carry some kind of message. Yeah, so I'll just share a bit about how I came to NA in the first place. You know, I was brought up in, you know, a relatively average family, you know, 2.4 children, all the, you know, a nice house, went to a nice school. And had a really happy childhood. And then I got to high school, started messing around with my friends, you know, drinking alcohol, smoking weed, and I got involved with, so I was 14, and I went to my friends, her dad was an alcoholic, so of course they all encouraged alcohol use, and I met someone there, who was 26, and a heroin addict, and I ended up getting involved with him. You know, he was selling weed at the time, and he just, you know, he gave me drugs. He bought cigarettes and alcohol for me and my friends, and to me at the time it was a cool thing to do. You know, some of the other girls at school were getting involved with people who were slightly older than us, not that old. So I got involved with this guy and got into all kinds of trouble. I wasn't involved in any kind of hard drugs then, but I'd still be rubbing off my parents and, you know, they'd ring the police, you know, I'd steal off them and they'd ring the police and I'd be arrested. And in the end, they just didn't know what to do. They tried getting social services involved and they just didn't know what to do with me, so they kicked me out in the end. And then I remember on my 16th birthday, I was staying with this guy in this, you know, in some house. And on my 16th birthday, he took me to the pub where his mum worked. We had a few drinks in there. And came back and he had heroin out on the foil. And said, "Hey, try this." So I did. I didn't question it. And that was kind of it for a bit. I ended up getting pregnant, had my first child. Not long after I'd had her, he started selling heroin and crack, and you know, after a bit of watching all this money that he was earning getting smoked away, I started taking it. So I was about 17 when I got my first heroin habit, you know, with a young baby. And I was kind of, I used to think I could manage it. I used to think I was manageable at that point. I was holding down college, going to college every day. And then he got locked up. And I didn't, you know, he'd always supplied the drugs. I didn't know how to get drugs. I didn't know how to get the money for drugs. So, I went and got my first prescription, and I'll never forget it. I was going, my parents didn't have a clue that I was involved to that extent with drugs. And I was going to, they were taking me and my daughter to Greece for a holiday. And my doctor, because I was only 17, he said to me, I'll give you a methadone prescription if your parents come and collect it with you. And I had to tell my parents, and I had to take them to that doctor's, and they had to pick up the methadone prescription for me and literally give it to me every morning on holiday. And it was so... I remember being so ashamed and so... just feeling like I'd let them down. And I kind of, for quite a number of years after that, I suppose I was kind of a semi-functioning addict. I'd always hold down the job, or I'd be at college. I'd get my little girl to school. But, you know, emotionally I wasn't there. I could go for long periods without, you know, using illegal drugs, but I'd always have my prescription. You know, there was always something there, or alcohol, anything. There was always something there. It kind of got really bad the last couple of years. I met someone else. He was abusive, and it started off really nice. He was bringing the money in, and it just became more abusive, and we were both just using more and more drugs towards the end. I got involved in committing crimes. I was going out shoplifting, taking my kids out. I had another daughter, I had my second child, and I used to take the buggy with me and use the buggy for cover, you know, hiding things in it, and, you know, telling my eldest that she could have anything in the shop she wanted, and I'd just walk out with it. And then the violence got worse, and that's really had a negative impact on my eldest. And it was this guy that was so terrible to be with, and it was him that kind of introduced me to NA. I remember his dad, he had a flat, and he'd had a few years recovery previously, and he had this book, he had the basic text, and I remember quite early in the relationship, I remember reading it and thinking, wow, how do they know all this stuff? How do they know my life? But I still didn't know what NA was. And then throughout the relationship, he'd kind of mention it a bit more, and a couple of times we'd walk past, after spending the day out shoplifting on a Friday night, we'd walk past my home group in Stockport, and sometimes he'd see people, or he'd just mention that, you know, NA was there, and I still didn't really know what it was. So that's kind of how I first heard about NA. So this, you know, our relationship just got out of control, our using got out of control. You know, all those goalposts that I'd made over the years were just kept moving. You know, I was doing things that I said I'd never do. Getting arrested all the time. You know, going on the run. My eldest daughter's father got custody of him. Got custody of her, sorry. And it wasn't enough. It wasn't enough for me to stop. And we'd go on the run for weeks on end, living, you know, just staying in hotels and having to not just go out and earn enough money for our drugs, we'd have to earn enough money for the hotel on top, and so he ended up getting locked up, and social services and the police both had said to me, if you don't stop using, we're going to charge you with child neglect, and And then one night, me, my youngest still at home with me. And I'd got like 30 days clean. I'd been going to NA and I got 30 days clean. And I thought it'd be okay to have a drink. And I had a drink and I went and used. And I left my daughter with two using addicts in my house. Went to get went next door for some eggs or something ridiculous at 11 o'clock at night. And my daughter got out and was found wandering the streets with no shoes on her feet. So of course they took her off me. And that's, you know, and then I came back and I surrendered and I got clean. I got my detox done. And then I kind of went about a year in recovery. Just, you know, I got my daughter back and I just kind of, it was really hard because I couldn't do many meetings. I just couldn't get to meetings regularly. I just didn't do a lot. And then my friend relapsed, my best friend relapsed. And we've both been doing similar things, like not much. And that was a turning point for me, and that's when I started working the steps, and you know that's where the growth has been for me. You know, learning all the spiritual principles, and step four was really really scared about step four. You know, everyone says, oh, step four. But you know what, that's been the best step that I've done so far. And I read it out with my sponsor a couple of weeks ago. And we read it out and she said to me afterwards, right, have you got a tin? So we got this tin and we went outside and we burnt it. And it just, the kind of relief that I felt from doing that, it was brilliant. It was really good. But yeah, my life's really hard. It's hard. It's really tough. And you know, it's hard being a parent in recovery. It's hard being in recovery full stop, you know. I have to go to work and earn a living. But before I do that, as soon as I get up in the morning, I have to read my Just for Today. I have to say a prayer. And then I'll text someone else in recovery or a newcomer or my sponsee and then I'll go to work and then I have to come back and do everything with the kids and it's hard, but it's great that I've got these tools that I've got from NA and the people around me. It's just really special. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm really grateful to have that. And you know, it's a shame that you have to be an addict to, you know, to get what we've got. So yeah, it's just, life is just a million miles away from what it was back then. You know, I've got a job now, I've got, you know, my youngest is with me full time. My eldest is with me half the week, and you know, I'm at college, training to do something that I've, you know, dreamed of doing for years. So yeah, I'm just grateful. I'm grateful to NA, and I'm even grateful to that horrible, horrible guy that was with for introducing me to NA. And I'm really grateful to my sponsor as well, because she's just brilliant and she can't wait to get a copy of this jersey. So yeah, thanks for having me. Thank you.